AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Easter Sunday at the Vatican. It was rainy, but Pope Francis was shielded during Easter Mass outside St. Peter's Basilica. Later in his Easter message, the pontiff prayed for victims of violence.
I think, in particular, of the young people who were killed last Thursday at Garissa University College in Kenya.
The Pope also talked about the framework nuclear agreement with Iran, saying he hoped it may be a definitive step toward a more secure and fraternal world. Orthodox Christians follow a different calendar and are marking Palm Sunday with processions. Police in Kenya say one of the gunmen who attacked Garissa University College last week was the son of a government official. The man was reported missing last year, and his family feared he had gone to Somalia. Wisconsin and not Kentucky are going to the NCAA Men's College Basketball Championship. Wisconsin overcame a four-point deficit to beat the previously unbeaten Wildcats 71-64. Wisconsin's Frank Kaminsky says they kept their poise.
Last year, they came down and hit a shot to beat us. And this year, we knew we had to get a stop at the end of the game if we wanted to win.
Wisconsin will play Duke Monday night.
Duke withstood a torrid start from the Spartans and went on to an 81-61 win that moved the Blue Devils into the title game for the 11th time. The Spartans scored 14 points in the first 4 minutes on 5-of-7 shooting, including 4-for-4 from the arc. That's when Duke came alive, though. They limited the Spartans to 3-of-20 shooting the rest of the first half on the way to an 11-point halftime lead, and it built to as many as 20. Justice Wilson scored 19 for the 34-and-4 Blue Devils. Jahlil Okafor added 18. Denzel Valentine's 22 was tops for the 27-12 Spartans. Jim Militello, Indianapolis.
A duffel bag containing human remains was found outside a biotechnology building in Cambridge, Massachusetts. A person was later arrested. This is AP Radio News. The owner of a pizzeria in Indiana driven out of business for not catering a gay wedding are now $850,000 richer.
Almost 30,000 people donated to a crowdfunding campaign for the Christian business owners. Institute on Religion and Democracy President Mark Tooley was one of them.
The situation just seems so unique and troubling.
The family-owned pizza shop that highlighted Indiana's religious freedom debate closed over threats, but the controversy continues, and now an atheist man has launched a crowdfunding effort to rival the one for Memories Pizza.
Just wait for people to say, hey, we can come together and show that more people can support something that has nothing to do with bigotry.
John Prosser says he's hoping to raise $1 million in the name of tolerance. I'm Violet Ekonomova.
Mormon leaders are vowing to be a leading advocate for the belief that marriage is an institution exclusive to a man and a woman during the religion's biannual conference in Utah. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.